We are learning Masechta Ksuvos Daf Chof Hey Amud Beis, and we're starting on top of the Amud. Toshema, we're trying to again bring Rayas if you can be Milo Yuchsif from Nesias Kapayim. Toshema, Chazaka LeKahuna Nesias Kapayim V'Chila Gronius. A Chazaka to a Kohen LeYuchsin is Nesias Kapayim. I'm saying LeYuchsin, but the Gemara isn't trying to bring Rayas to that. Chazaka LeKahuna Nesias Kapayim V'Chila Gronius, and also giving out Truma at the Gronius V'Edus. Eidus also is a chazaka. Freitag Gemara, Eidus chazaki? Is Eidus a chazaka? Eidus is Eidus, not chazaka. Elav hachkama. Nesias kapayim is ki Eidus. Ma Eidus liyuchsin, afsias kapayim liyuchsin. So that's the right. You know what it means, Eidus? It means Nesias kapayim is as good as Eidus. And the same price, chiluk gronis also. It would be a raya also, chayim mailim mitruma liyuchsin at this point in the Gemara, like the radal in the back, and the agoya speaks out. Right now we're saying the word Eidus is just being megala to us what it means, chazaka lakuna. Chazaka lakuna siyas kapayim v'chilik ronia is ve'edus. It's like Eidus that you're a kohen. Ma'am suyuchsin. Ma Eidus liyuchsin, ma'am siyas kapayim liyuchsin. So it's a raya that ma'ilim and siyas kapayim liyuchsin. And for the Gemara law, you know what Eidus means? Eidus haba mekoya chazaka. Eidus that comes from a chazaka. Now, which means Eidus is made that he's eating... That he's eating chuma, he could. It's like a chazaka who's eating chuma. That's what Rashi learns. Tosfos learns like the Gemara's and say right afterwards a case of chazaka. So what it means, Eid doesn't mean Eid is that they know he's a kohen. Eid is just being made on the chazaka. Eid is abam kohen chazaka. For example, you also come out of Ami. Someone came in front of Ami. Amalei muksakani bezeh. I am sure this guy who kohen. This guy's a kohen. Amalei marois. How do you know he's a kohen? Amalei, Shikar Rishon is a Knesset. They called him up with a Kayin in the Beis Knesset. Vecheska Shu Kayin. So they asked him, what do you mean? Oh, Vecheska Shu Gadol. The halacha is that if there's a Gadol Adar in the Beis Knesset, you're allowed to give him Rishon before the Kayin. So he said, no, Shikara Acharav Levi. They called after him a Levi. So Rashi and Tosfos said different Pshatim, but the basic Pshat is like this, that even though we paskin that you could give a kohen the first aliyah, but if you give a kohen the first aliyah, nisparda chavila, you don't. The lady doesn't go next. They don't. Lady doesn't go next to the mo. What? Oh, the gadol adar. I said a gadol. Yeah.
Even the gadol adar when they won't say kohen. They usually say
when you give. So let me say it one more time because I didn't. I said it clear. So the loch is that a kohen gets the first aliyah and then goes a lady. No, then goes Yisrael. But if there's a gadol hadar there, which means a chacham gadol, he could get kohen, but mokem the kohen. The kohen doesn't get kohen, but if that happens, you don't give Levi next. You don't give the Levi Sheini. You go the Sparda Chavila. Means the whole thing is over. You give the next one to a Yisrael. That's against the next Aliyah. So here, in this case, they gave a Levi Daliyah. If you gave a Levi Daliyah, it's a Raya. The first one was a Kayin. It's a Raya. The first one was a Kayin. Not a Gadol. Not a Gadol Hadar. So that's Gemara. So back to the Gemara. Becheska Shu Kayin, they gave him Aliyah. Oy, Becheska Shu Gadol. So Gemara answers, no, Shakara Acharav Levi. Vehelu Rav Amil Kuna Alpiv, and we made him into a Kayin Alpiv. So what do you see? This is Eidus Mekoya Chazaka. This is Eidus Mekoya Chazaka. And that's the Tosfos learns the case. Look at top Tosfos. Eidus above Mekoya Chazaka. Person Yoidim Shukayin Machmas Akayra Acharav Shemuchik Lon Shul Levi. Because the one afterwards was Muchik that he's a Levi. Therefore, we knew this guy is a Kayin. That's what it means. Eidus above Chazaka, and it's not a Raya to Yuchsin. All it is maybe is a Raya to Truma. Who also commanded the Rebbe Yeshua ben Levi? Omalei, Muchzgenim is a Levi. I am Muchz, this guy's a Levi. Only my right, he knows Levi. Omalei, Shikar Shani Vesakneses. They called him Shani Vesakneses, Bechashu Levi. So he says, oh, Bechashu Gadol. Maybe the reason is because he was a Gadol. He was the second, the biggest Gadol in the Beis Medrash. They gave him second. So Mar says, oh, no, Shikar in front of Kayin. They called in front of a Kayin. And like Rashi speaks out, Vilav the high Levi who, Loya Kar Shani Ela Shlishi. We called him Shlishi. Because Rashi says he called two kahanim before him. If there's the kohen, then the shlishi. Now the Rashi points out that we don't pass like that. We paskin that you give the kohen two aliyahs if there's no levi. The kohen gets two aliyahs. The same kohen does twice, not two kahanim. But there was a time in the Gemara, two kahanim. We don't pass like that. Why not? The Gemara says shouldn't think there's a begam in the first kohen. That's where the first kohen gets both aliyahs, and the one just call up another kohen is because of begam in the first kohen. Back upon him. So he said, maybe it's called the Gadol. Terez is called the Kayim first. We know he was as Levi. Veherlu Rabbi Yeshua b'Levi Levi Apiv, and he made him into a Levi. Now, exactly what it's a Geya to be a Levi, it's not clear. Pasha means Legabe Chiluk Ma'aserishin. Legabe giving out Ma'aserishin. That's what's a Geya that he's a Levi. Zog Tigmara. He said, because there's no we're out the base of Victor. There's no Shira. You know, Idam for Amid. I don't think that's what it means. So Lachar, what does it mean exactly? Levi. Lachar, that's what it means. Legabe Ma'aser means Legabe Ma'aserishin. Zogt gemar vayt. Who's also come to our shlokash? Amalei mechazinim v'zeshu kain. I'm muchzik in this person as a kain. Amalei marois. How do you know? Amalei shakar rishav as a knesset. Because they called them for kain in the shul. Amalei. Did you see reisa shechelik al gronis? Did you see him giving out tshuma to him? That's what Rav Shlokesh asked Rabbi Loza. Amalei Rabbi Loza, im ein shom goyer and batla kuhuna. You can tell me if there's no goyer in there, there's no kuhuna. Got to be another way to prove that he's a kain. See, Rav Shlokesh did not want to trust this idea that he got kayin. He said, do you see him giving out truma? So Rav Loza says back, what do you want? Maybe not every place has a gairin, so they can't be the only raya. And even though it's shayach, ayin, siyas kapayim, is a raya also, why okay? So the answer is, the Rajba answer is, because when there's no bezdin kavua, siyas kapayim is not a raya. Even if you hold mailin siyas kapayim Le yuchsin, it's only if there's a bezdin. If there's no even le truma, it's only if there's a bezdin. If there's no bezdin, then the seiras kapayim is not a raya. Al kaponim. So here, that's why he was saying that if there's no gairin, the bivat kuna must be. You could trust sometimes if it gets aliyah, that's a raya. A different story. Zivnim have a yasve kamei Rav Yechanan. One time, Rav Shlokesh was sitting in front of Rav Yechanan, and Rav Lozo I think was there also. And also kai ma'is l'kamei, as the story happened, Omer Shlokesh re'isiv shechelik alagayrin. So he asked, "Did you see if they gave him out truma the gayrin? You want to mile him? Did you see gave him mile yuchsin? You want to? Did he give out the gayrin? Amalei Rav Yechidon, them ain't some gayrin but the kuna. If there's no gayrin, you can't be mile him any other way." So he said the same. Rav Yechidon the same exact lashon like Rav Loza. Rav Loza was a talmid of Rav Yechidon. So hado chazye l'Rav Loza bishus. So Rav Shlokesh looks at Rav Loza. It sounds familiar. Those words. Oma shemat mili de bar navcha. You heard that from Rav Yechanan. It's called bar navcha. Le'amul mashmei. You didn't say it b'shemim. The story before was Rav Loza sitting in front of Rav Shlokesh, and someone came to Rav Shlokesh with this edus that he had got koyin. So Rav Loza says, no. So Rav Shlokesh says, what do you mean? You need chilek ronis. So Rav Loza says, wait, if you don't have a silo in town, you're not going to have a koyin. And that was exact lashon Rav Yechanan used also. So he chapped that Rav Loza got this from Rav Yechanan. He didn't say it mishmei. So he looked at Rav Shlokesh like, Rav Shlokesh looked at him like, you know, that's not correct. It's not right what you're doing. You should say, oh, from your Rebbe. And then I would have trusted it more, like Rashi says. Then I would have listened to it. So look at more of it. Rebbe v'Rav Chia chad hella ben al pi aviv l'kuna. One of them was Mila, a ben al pi aviv, which means they trusted the father to say, this is his son, this person's a kohen. And one trusted a brother to say that this brother is a Levi. Tistayim, the Rebbe Hela Ben Apiyaviv Lakuna. Rebbe is the one who was Maila Ben. What?
What does it mean?
His question is really a Negei B'Dava Shaila. Could someone say Edis on their son that this is their son and he's a Kayin? So it's not really, is there a Migu here? Not really. So he's saying, this guy is my son. They come over to bring, you know, introduce everyone. Let me introduce everyone. This is my son, Reuven Cohen. He's my son and he's a Kohen. Okay, now, is he a Kohen now?
People know the father's
a
Kohen or not?
People know the father's a Kohen. People know this is his son. They don't know his son. They never met Reuven. Reuven, he walks in and says, this is my son, Reuven, and he's a Kohen. And the same works with a guy, a brother. He brings in the guy, this guy's my brother, the Levi. So do you trust him or not? That's the question. Is it good enough Edus? We said in our Mishnah before that Eid Echa works for Chuma. Everyone agrees Eid Echa works for Chuma.
Why is it different than the rest of the person?
What?
This is my good buddy here.
And he's a kohen. It could. That's fine. He's not a gay b'dav. He's not related. Here, Lefid Varav, he's related. Same son. What?
Maybe he's also.
He didn't say. No, he related. No. A cousin's allowed to say Eidus. A father can't say Eidus. A cousin, whatever. It's a shayla. How close it is. What's called a car? I'm not going to get involved in that.
We know that the father is
a. We don't know this is his son. He's not believed to say his son. Who says believe his son? What's the mother's? That's also a shayla. Yeah, that's also a shayla. So let's see the Gemara. So the Tarim the Rebbe Hela Ben Apiyav Lakuna. Let's be right. Rebbe is one who allowed this. The Tarim looked at Rebbe. So Harish Abba Amar Beniza. This is my son. Vekoyin. Where is the coin? What's the halacha? Nemal Achila Vetshuma. Ve'ena Nemal Asiya Isha. Divrei Rebbe. You Nemal Achila Vetshuma. Not Nemal Asiya Isha. Like we said before, you need two aidim for that. This is only as good as one aid. So Nemal Achila Vetshuma. Ve'en Nemal La Asiya Isha. So it's not so. Look at Taisvis. Let's read Taisvis inside. Nemal achila tshuma. Pirish. Afagav leka elahu. Taisvis the Maschon Nemon. Afagav leka elahu. Shehu karoiv. The Kesava Rebbe. Ain mailim tshuma liyuchsin. Ve'ain Nemon. So it's bavarni. Like, you eat tshuma, it'll stop going to yuchas. No. Ain mailim tshuma liyuchsin. Ve'ain Nemon lasi isha. You know why? Pirish. Let's starve him achar lasi isha. Even to mistarve another person. That's partially to aid him. But we're saying a bigger chiddush. even if he's mitzdarf for someone else, he's not neman. Kivun shu karev. Vahashti, yeah, so it seems like what Rabbi Chiya says. But upon him, the halacha here is like this. He is neman to say, this is my son and a kayin to eat truma. But he's not neman to say, I'll see Isha. And that's partial, one is not neman to see Isha. To kayim yuchas, and he's yuchas like a person. Maybe it comes from a sin of mamzi. Not neman for that.
He
ate this for that.
Anything he wants to get married,
and
get married.
What? Then tolling chazaka. Tolling chazaka. If he's muchzik to be a good Jew, this guy no one ever saw. No one knows him. He has no muchzik. He has no chazakas. So akapanim, this guy we don't know. So now he always did to aid him. So tell us about warning. What's ein neman l'si isha? Of course not neman. He's eid achad. Terry says even if he's metzdar for another aid, he's not neman because he's a karev. But the Gavri Chuma, we believe the Karev. Did it, Rabbi? Only Rav Chia is in the tiny back. He's a Karev, he's not Neman. Im atam amino l'achila v'chuma, ta amino l'siya isha. Together with someone else, it means. Im atam amino l'achila v'chuma, if you're not meant to give him chuma, which means you're not called a Karev, ta amino l'siya isha. Let him be Neman l'siya isha together with someone else. But you say not. If you hold that he's not an aid, he's Karev, he's not called, he's not giving a staff another aid to l'siya isha, lo yitim l'chava chuma. I'll tell you pshat. You're right. I'm a karev. The guy's the father's a karev. He's not neman. It shouldn't be neman. But nima mina achil v'chuma shviyodol achil v'chuma. He has a biyodol. He can feed him chuma. No one knows the difference. Ve'ina mina si isha shviyain biyodol si isha. That you don't have a biyodol on. Therefore, he's not neman. Therefore, he's not neman. That you don't have a biyodol. Only this. You have a biyodol. Are you neman? That's all. So. Yeah, Taisa is a kasha. Achamisa is not neman, is not biyada for that, but I am Taisa that handles that. Akaponim testayim. So we know it's Rebbe is the one who said, we weren't sure who said what. So since we have a first Braisa that says, Rebbe says that you could say, Beniza Kayan Lechila Vachuma, so that's what it meant also when we had a Machleika said, Ben Api Ovel Lakuna, it meant Rebbe. So if that's Rebbe, the other one must be Rebbe Chia. Mid Rebbe, Hela Ben Api Ovel Lakuna, Rebbe Chia, Hela Ach Api Ovel Leviya. Must be Rebbe Chia is the one who is Myla Ach Api Ovel Leviya. Rebbe Chia, Maishna Ben, the Lord, the Karav, Waits Ovel, Ach Nami Karav, Waits Ovel. What's the difference? There's a Karavim, what's the difference? And for the Gemara, B'Messiach Lefi Tumoi. It was a case where it was a Messiach Lefi Tumoi. What was the case? Ki ha da'am Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul. The guy was saying over a story. Omar, he was saying, I remember when I was a kid, Zechuni, you have to realize this guy was Amoritz. He doesn't know to make up a story. So he's saying, Omar, Zechuni Kashini Timnik, I remember when I was a little child, Umurka Vakseva Sha'aba, I went on the shoulder of my father, but it's Yunu and Besa Seif, he took me out of Yeshiva, Vevshituni Eskatainti, he took off my clothing, Vetviluni, and he brought me to the mikvah, Lechava Chuma, to eat Chumal Arab. So and from that story they said, oh, he's a kohen. Rabbi Chia added on to the story. And my friends didn't touch me. They called me Yechon, the one who eats chalas. Vehelu Rabbi Lakuna Apiv. Rabbi was my Lakuna Apiv. So you see, Messiah Pitumah works. Now Taisa speaks out from Taimar. So how do you know? When only the Hachiu, Dilma Rabbi Chia hella ben up oven for the Tumah. So why is the raya that Rabbi Chia holds dafka ach api achiv? Maybe he was myla ben api achiv b'siach v'tumay. For Rabbi hella ach api achiv for loyosiach. But I'm going to read the mistama. Since we know what Rabbi is talking about, so therefore we know what Rabbi Chia is talking about. And by etzem lechera by b'siach v'tumay, you should believe Rabbi also. You should believe av also. Lechera is no real difference. So really, Rabbi Chia is not really muchach which way he's going. Just we know Rabbi said that. So therefore, Rabbi Chia said this, Belchara, if you have a svar Masiach Vituma, it works either way, sai for Truma of a Kayin, and sai for the Levi.